This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace or you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're just checking it out, well, the next 30 minutes we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we like to start the program with what I call a victory verse. And a victory verse is basically something from the Bible that came to me throughout the week, either in my time of reading or study. I love to read the Bible. And this is the verse for this week. And it comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. Many of you will know this verse, and I've just been pondering it all week. These are the words of Jesus. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes if you want to hear the previous programs. Or we also have a website. It's mark5ministries.com. So please visit mark5ministries.com. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. There will be a sale on brand new casual dress designer men and women's clothing for sale on February 13th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the multi-purpose room at St. John Church in Waynesboro on Maple Avenue. Artists from Charlottesville City Market, along with other local artists, will display and sell their creations at the 2016 City Market on February 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Carver Recreation Center on 4th Street Northwest. The Madison Green Humane Society will host a Meet Your Match pet adoption event along with other shelters and rescue groups on February 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Charlottesville Pet Smart. Dogs and cats will be available for adoption. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend, Lynn Cook. Lynn and her husband, Todd, have been long friends of the Gaffney family. The girls, Ellie and Finley, basically grew up in our house, and Lynn is a woman who I really believe is anointed to share the word of God. And I love to have you on this show, Lynn Cook.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's great. So many years later, and here we are sharing the word. And I love to be able to call on you because I really feel like that kind of what you're studying, and once we talk about it, it always ends up being something that I needed. And so
aww,
I'm able to call you, and you come in on this program. You've been on before, and I always look forward to the revelation that we're going to get. So let's dig in. What has God put on your heart this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's funny that that what you just said, you know, God always goes before us. He's always before, right? And so when you asked me to come on again, I had such an amazing time with the Lord this past weekend. And, you know, it really just reemphasized to me the importance of daily time in prayer and in the Word. Mm-hmm. And so I've been praying about something that's been on my heart and for weeks, you know, right around, I guess, around the holidays and then afterwards, and just continued to be on my heart and mind. And I've been bringing it to the Lord in prayer. And so in my daily reading, which I've been doing for years now, and on Sunday, I was in Genesis 12, and I was looking at the life of Abraham. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, you know, to read about Abraham. And in Genesis 12 in particular, he tells Abraham to go, to leave his father's house and his country and go to the land where I will show you. And so I had this aha moment. And so the cool thing is, you know, it's the Lord, because out of all the verses that are there, and there's so much wonderful stuff, promises and blessings, I get to verse 10 for my aha moment. Mm. And that phrase was, now there was a famine in the land. Mm. And that was my aha moment, because without going into detail, with the new year and, you know, reflection and where are we going this year? What am I going to do this year? I've already got a lot on my plate. I got the harebrained idea that I would do something else. And because I'm looking into the future, I'm looking at my age, my husband's age, and maybe we should do something a little different. And before I got off, you know, too far and went off on a rabbit trail, the Lord gently nudged me and reminded me to bring it to Him, which I'd been doing for weeks. And then when I get in the Word just this past weekend, He gives me that moment. Mm. And like I said, verse 10, now there was a famine in the land. So it's like a break in the scripture. Mm. And the Lord showed me that Abraham made some mistakes because of fear of the future and not looking at who was his provision. Mm. Kind of looked to himself to take care of things. Things went from bad to worse after that because of this kind of detour that he took. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
let me ask you, when we talk about the life of Abraham, I always wonder, when he heard the call of the Lord to get up and
come
to this land that I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Imagine the voices of fear and doubt. And I think about, for me with that, I think about oftentimes how the enemy likes to come to me with fear and doubt, and he tries to kind of paralyze me from going.
Yeah.
And in this case, paralyze Abraham from walking into his destiny.
That's right.
And the destiny of a nation.
That's right. Well, the neat thing, like I said, is I would have gone for the promises and blessings. Mm. You know, I would have gone for, I'm going to make your name great. That would have been my aha moment if it was my choice. Mm-hmm. But the neat thing is God comes in with something that seems kind of like a minor detail. There's a famine in the land. Mm. But then Abraham goes down to Egypt. God never called him to go to Egypt. But Abraham looked at his circumstances and decided, oh, I better do this because, you know, things might get kind of dicey here with a famine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so what the Lord showed me was, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Don't look at your circumstances.
Amen.
I've brought you to where you are. Mm-hmm. And then my next verse that he gave me on that same day. So I do this daily reading where I have an Old Testament reading, a Psalm, a Proverbs, and a New Testament reading. Well, my New Testament reading was 2 Timothy 1:4, which says, guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you the treasure which has been entrusted to you. Mm. Well, I've already got several things that have been entrusted to me. Mm-hmm. So the takeaway for me in that moment was, you need to bloom where I've already planted you and do it with your whole heart. Mm. You got a lot on your plate here. Mm-hmm. Just do that well and just trust me to guide you for the next step.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I love it. And if you're faithful in the small things, you know, I hear that. And then the other thing I'm hearing is we walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, was just, I tell you what, that should be the motto of my day job is a real estate business.
Yes.
And so oftentimes we're helping relocate people or move people. Anyway, I often try to bring some faith into my everyday business practice, but we talk about that all the time, is that you may not, you know, you may have to go before you see it.
Right. Put your foot out in a place that you don't know. Well, the other thing that was a reminder for me was that my provision is a who, not a what.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to remember who the source is for you know, my well-being and the well-being of my family. Mm-hmm. So while I was trying to go ahead and try and plan something for 10 years down the road, God says, whoa, slow down, girl, and let's just see where we are right here. Let me guide you. Trust me. I'll guide you for the next step.
Where is it later on? It's either chapter 15 or 16 in Genesis where God says, I will be your shield and your very great reward.
Yeah,
is that just
Yeah, he says that to Abraham. Yeah. I will be your shield and your very great
reward. I'm your reward.
Yeah. Yeah, not this. Not this object. It's me. It's God, you know? And so and I just want to reemphasize, like I said earlier, the importance of just the daily come into the Lord and prayer and just get into his word, even if it's just a little bit, because he speaks through it. It's alive and it's active, you know? And so, and it's a relationship. He's a person, you know, and he speaks to you through his word.
You know, we're talking with Lynn Cook on Everyday Faith Radio. And Lynn, I will tell you, and I've shared with our listeners, that this daily time in God's Word is newer for me over the course of the last 8 years, call it a decade, newer for me. But as I've gone deeper into God's Word, and like I'm hearing you say, I will often read the Bible and in advance of reading it, ask the Lord, what does he have for me in this passage that I'm about to read? And what he has responded with is, well, read until I talk to you.
Exactly.
Because you're going to meet me in there. And just like what you found in your Genesis passage, it takes me to one of my favorite books in the Bible in the New Testament. Lynn, I'm going to this verse in my mind, which is Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that talks about do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so when you first read that, you're like, okay, conformed, transformed, where are we going with this? But once you come to embrace that as a way of life of being transformed daily, and what I hear you doing is digging in not just once, but several times throughout the day, is the importance of keeping that transformed mind.
Well, as we come to his word, he renews our mind and he transforms us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a work he does. We don't do it. We just come.
Right.
And then as I open my Bible every day, I say like Samuel in the Old Testament, speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I just come. That's all I do. I just read and then he does all the rest. And it changes you. You can't explain it. It's just something he does.
No, I tried to explain it to somebody the other day. It was it was almost as if you've ever been body surfing in the ocean before. I know this is not going to be a great visual for you, Lynn, but here I am body surfing, okay, and I'm on this wave, and the wave comes down, and I get rolled around a couple of times, I stand up, and you have this moment of going, what island did I land on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of kind of my transformed mind experiences that, you know, you kind of come out, and you have just a different perspective. That was kind of a long way to get to that, but excuse the visual.
Well, that's, you know, and that's your testimony, you know, because you can say, golly, I'm not who I was.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I didn't do anything except just showing up and just asking God for help, for guidance, and then just digging into his word. Like I said, it's all something he does. It's all about him.
Read until he talks.
Read until he talks.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We're chatting with Lynn Cook. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. There will be a sale on brand new casual dress designer men and women's clothing for sale on February 13th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the multi-purpose room at St. John Church in Waynesboro on Maple Avenue. Artists from Charlottesville City Market, along with other local artists, will display and sell their creations at the 2016 City Market on February 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Carver Recreation Center on 4th Street Northwest. The Madison Green Humane Society will host a Meet Your Match pet adoption event along with other shelters and rescue groups on February 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Charlottesville PetSmart. Dogs and cats will be available for adoption. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend Lynn Cook sharing the word with us. And Lynn, I want to tell you about the week that I just had, and it's a week that was really, really sad, but a week where in the sadness I saw and was able to witness God's beauty. Mm. Some of our listeners know that my sister, her daughter, has been battling cancer for 3 years. Kaylee Leahy passed away from cancer just last week. And incredible strength that she had, in particular in her battle with cancer. Unbelievable. And the spirit of this young lady. So she's 19 years old, made it a year and a half through her first year at the University of Virginia. And had a form of cancer, a bone cancer called Ewing's sarcoma. The survival rate of that cancer is in the single digits.
Wow.
She beat that cancer.
Right.
But as a result of some of the chemotherapy that she took, she developed leukemia.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, for the last year that she fought it,
yeah.
There's just not much left.
Yeah.
To fight. And so I want to explain this to you of what I saw. And we've talked about on this program how God meets us at our weakest moments. And so my wife, your good friend,
yes.
Mo.
For almost 30 years, I was thinking about that today.
She was talking with my sister, and my sister said, It's not looking good. You need to come up now. Mm. And so my wife said, let's go now. I thought now was going to be the next day, but now was actually at that moment.
Right.
And so my wife and I, and my mother and our oldest daughter, Lizzie,
yeah.
hopped in the car and went up to Children's Hospital. And I just want to share with you what I saw when I got there. My niece was unconscious, and her family was all in the room. My sister has lots of friends, and she had lots of friends in the room, and lots of Kaylee's friends were in the room. And so we got there, and here's one of the points that I want to make that I was able to experience in this time. It took some time of reflection to really kind of, what exactly did I just witness? But one of the things in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is what we refer to as
the love chapter.
The love chapter.
Yeah.
Well, in Eugene Patterson's Message version of 1 Corinthians 13, he describes it as extravagant love.
Yes.
And extravagant love, when you have been in the presence of extravagant love, what I witnessed in that hospital room, let me just share this with you, Lenny, if I could. I witnessed a mother who loves her daughter so much and was just wiping her face. I witnessed a father who was just petting her hair. I witnessed a brother, her brother John, who's 17, just loving the sister. And I sat next to my mother, so Kaylee's grandmother. And it's really almost hard to describe, but when my mother held Kaylee's hand, there was a transfer of electricity, is the only way I could say it. But it was, if you needed a picture for the words extravagant love, that was the picture in my mind. And here's where I'm going with this, is as painful and as hard as all that was, for the rest of my days, I will always remember how God came into that room and made beauty for ashes in a period where everybody was sad and the end was imminent, how God came rushing in and turned a situation like that into an absolutely beautiful, is the only word, and again, Eugene Patterson's words of extravagant love, how God mixed in with parents and friends and family members all at one time expressing their love. So it was one room where you're going in and thinking this is going to be sad, and it certainly was sad, and it's heartbreaking, and it was kind of a desperate situation. But at the same time, the presence of God comes into those moments, and you know the verse where God says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness." When you experience God rushing into those hard, hard times, it's something that you will never forget. And so
I think you touched on it when you said desperate. Mm-hmm. That's the word that kept coming to my mind when you were talking, and I didn't want to say anything because it's such a, the way you were describing, of course, it's just gut-wrenching. Mm. I have a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old, and so can hardly imagine what your sister has been through. And but desperation seems to be the place where, when everything else falls away, we are able to somehow, I think, have a sense of God in a way that we can't when everything else is going along swimmingly. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I know for me, I've been through many dark, emphasis on the dark valley. And in one in particular, I can remember feeling like I could actually reach out and touch Jesus's face. Mm-hmm. It almost brings me to tears because life looked bleak at that moment. Mm-hmm. But I had such an awareness that he was there. And that gave me comfort in a way that I can hardly describe. But I know since you were in that hospital room, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The situation doesn't necessarily improve, but just knowing he's there just gives you like some solid ground to stand on.
Yes.
You don't feel like you're free falling anymore because he's right there.
That's
right. We all need a father.
Yes.
And he's father, and he's loving father.
Mm-hmm.
So we can know he's good. So we can know beyond what our circumstances are dictating to us, even though they're excruciatingly painful. Not minimizing your niece's situation, and But we can know she's with him now, Amen. And that also gives us a level of comfort.
Yes. And I really, if that was the other takeaway, was when you taste that extravagant love, when you just taste that, it's like a little foreshadowing of eternity.
Yeah.
And so for me, and I think a lot of the people that were in the room the day before that Kaylee passed, it kind of settled us all down because we had that little foreshadowing of eternity where there will be no more tears.
This is not all there is.
Amen.
Yeah. We live in the Shadowlands, like C.S. Lewis called it, right? Mm. We're in the Shadowlands. We're settling for the puddle when actually there's an ocean of grace and love that awaits us for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, you know? And so life can be so hard and so painful, but knowing that he is there is a treasure that is just priceless.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just share with you, this is probably too much information, but my wife, almost immediately when we came into the room, went to my sister and said, "Do you mind if we pray?" And of course my sister welcomed that. Yes, let's pray. And so we all gathered hands, and now, I mean, there's a big crowd. There's probably 30 people in this room.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to figure it all out. And as you would know, my wife, she says, "Okay, Jeff, let's pray."
And, and you were on.
And I was on. And you know what, though? What was interesting that I think that I might share for our listeners is, as a human, I didn't have anything. I did not. I was empty. I was dry. And I asked the Lord, because, you know, the pressure was kind of on.
Yeah. You were it. You were tagged.
I said, "Lord, just speak through me.
Yeah.
You just take it away." And he brought it. And he brought it, you know, emotionally into the room. And so that was another takeaway. But I tell you, I will... I'll never forget that. Of course, never forget my niece, Kaylee. But I also walked away very inspired by how my sister and her husband parented until the end, until her last breath, how they loved her. And when I left, I just whispered in Uncle John, that's my sister's husband, John Leahy, I just whispered in his ear. I said, "You are an amazing father." And again, I felt like that was a little bit of foreshadowing to the Heavenly Father that we have. And I just felt, you know, all throughout that time in the room, I felt just... the hand of God just almost brushing against my face, if you can envision that.
I
felt that in that moment. And again, as hard as that was, it was just a precious, precious memory. And, you know, again, a reminder that, you know, life is short. But we have hope.
We do. We're not citizens of this world.
That's
we have
right.
a greater citizenship.
Amen. Lynn Cook, always great to have you on the show. I'm going to have you come back again. We're going to dig into the Word. And thank you so much for sharing the fresh revelation of God's Word. I appreciate you. Lots of love to you
and
the family.
Love being here.
And to all of our listeners, and today in particular to my sister Leslie and her husband John and their son John, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thank you again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. See you next week. God, we need you to come.